AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutcheon, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all-natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease. With your host, Kenny McCutcheon.
This is AM 560, The Answer. You are in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutcheon. I've got a guest on right now that I admire as a friend, and I admire him as a coach. His name is Marty Howe, the son of Gordie Howe, and this show is dedicated to his dad. What a great show this is going to be. Marty, thank you very much for being on for an hour.
Oh, happy to be here, Kenny.
No, I really appreciate it. I want to cover everything from his younger years all the way to where he is today. And what prompted me for this show, Marty, was the book, Mr. Hockey, the book that was just written just recently with the foreword by Bobby Orr. I mean, you don't get better than that. And tell me how this all came about.
Well, the Penguin Books contacted us about doing a book, and yeah, with Gordie's memory, we had to do it then or not do it at all, because a lot of his stories are disappearing over time here.
No, and that part's terrific. I mean, I read the book. I couldn't put it down. And when you've got players talking about your father like Bobby Orr and Wayne Gretzky, saying the exact same thing, that he's the greatest player of all time. And then when you go back to the old-timers with Ted Lindsay saying the same thing and the great Jean Béliveau saying that your father was in a class by himself, would you agree with that?
Well, you know, everybody, adores him. I think people that played hockey against him have a great respect for him. A lot of them were probably afraid of him. But, you sit in a place like the All-Star Game. They usually have a back room where everybody gets together, and all the guys that have played could, they sit around the table and start telling stories. And it's usually about, see what he did to me, and see what you did to me, and see what you did to me. And I always like just sitting, and I spent most of my life kind of trying to be in the background, 6 feet away, so I can hear what people say when they're not in his immediate presence. And I would do the same thing there and just sit at the next table.
Well, that's how I was with you. When I was able to coach with you at the Chicago Wolves, I loved if we had a later night to listen to your stories. And those are just stories you never forget. I mean, I look at your father being as the Babe Ruth of hockey with a little sprinkle of Ty Cobb in there.
Yeah, it's strange. I think a lot of really good athletes have two faces. They have their one face off the ice, family life, and they have the other face. As soon as you put your equipment on, you're just focused and ready to go and just a different person.
Well, what I loved about this book, I think the number one thing that struck me was the letters. The segment in the book with your mother and father exchanging letters in his earlier days, and it brought out not just Gordie Howe, but it brought out a man that was just meeting a woman, and that woman was a terrific inspiration to his life.
Yeah, and she was always the boss from day one. if something happened, it had to go through her.
Oh, I believe that, and that continued all the way throughout the business, correct?
Oh, that's true. I mean, our whole life was like that, and she was the type of person that just was awake 23 hours a day, and she volunteered for every organization and charity that you can imagine, and just never stopped between, taking care of us and all the other things she was doing.
And your mother was very influential with minor hockey in Detroit when you were growing up.
And that came about, mostly, because of us kids, obviously. Minor league sports is usually somebody's parent that got going, and mine were no different, except for my mom was on the background. She wasn't one of the coaches. She was just organizing teams and again, getting volunteers. And after midget, you had the juvenile hockey, and then there was no stops unless you went to college. So there was a year, gap or two in there for most players. And so she went and created in the Southern Ontario Hockey Association, which was it was more like a Tier 2 Junior A team. And, you know, we'd play all the teams from, you know, from Windsor on all the way up to Toronto and, in that league. And she organized that whole thing. We'd play at the Olympia Stadium. And we'd draw, you know, we'd sell a place out. We'd get 15,000 people in there and watch.
Amazing.
It was, but that was all her. And, you know, they became the junior wings after that.
And I know she was behind some books, and she was behind the memorabilia being sold, and very, very important throughout your father's career after hockey, that was.
Yeah, she, you know, if something was going to happen, well, you really had, I'll kind of explain how she was. If you went on vacation with your family, she had an itinerary. So every hour there was something we were doing. Nobody was sitting around. And, you know, that's how she was. She, you know, she'd bring 15 suitcases. Usually they'd ship them down there, and three-quarters of it was her paperwork. And I think sometimes she had, like, a phone glued to her ear. But
well, that's why you and Mark became hockey players. I mean, you had to follow that itinerary, and you had a very detailed life, and you both became professional players from that, probably.
Yeah, we probably drove her crazy, because I don't know how detailed we were. But We were busy and getting in trouble with what we were doing.
Well, I want to cover some early years with your father here that came out of the book. I mean, playing from 1946 to 1980 is just unbelievable, and it's something I think we'll never, ever see. I just want to read out a few things that that the audience may not know about your father. He won four Stanley Cups, six scoring titles to win the Art Ross, six Hart Memorial Trophies as the MVP of his team. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1972. He was out of the game in 71 and 72, and he received the highest civilian award from the Order of Canada, I mean, which is just amazing. I mean, here he's out of the game, and instantly he gets this recognition from Canada. That leads on to the Lester Patrick Award for his service to U.S. hockey. It just never ends.
Well, that was, you know, he still bleeds hockey. I mean, every beat of his heart is hockey. And if he could, he would be out there skating today. And there's no doubt in my mind, because there's these Alzheimer's tournaments that we got involved in after my mom had passed. And, you know, Gordy's had his dementia for many years. It's just it had been a slow decline, and as of late, the last 3 years has been a much quicker decline. And so, you know, it was something near and dear to our family. So we got involved. There's one in Toronto, that the original one. It's been, I think, 6 or 7 years now. They've been going on. And you know, he had been going to all these. And now Mark and I, or myself, you know, we'll go alone to these things and give an update on Gordy and just, you know, keep the thing running. And the tournament, there's one in Calgary that they just named after him. And they're building a new building and stuff, you know, from the funds that they're collecting to, it's more for care for Alzheimer's patients or dementia patients. Because it's anybody that has somebody in their family that has this will know that it's very, very tough on the caregivers and the family. And they need a break. So they're going to have kind of a daycare center and everything set up in it. So it's quite a, you know, undertaking for these people doing it. They ran a, they've been running their tournament in Calgary, I think, 3 years.
It's incredible. I mean, the support is still there in a tremendous way for your father, and it brings the people out.
It does. And, you know, we were just his last appearance was just in Saskatoon. The Kinsmen did a dinner, and they had Wayne Gretzky was there, and he volunteered from the beginning because Gordy was so bad at this point, you know, 4 months before that we weren't sure he was going to even make it and be alive after Christmas.
Amazing.
So he jumped on board right away and, you know, volunteered his time to come down and help out, and then ends up, you know, Gordy got his stem cell surgery, and after the treatments, he was able to walk again, and has gotten better because he was having a whole lot of problems swallowing. I think he lost the memory on how to swallow after his stroke and had lost a huge amount of weight. So he's put 30 of that back on. So they weighed him the other day. He was 195. So he's
getting back to his plane weight.
Yeah, he needs five more pounds. He'd be right there.
Also at that tribute dinner in Saskatoon, Bobby Hall, Brett Hall, amazing. And it was very sad. I had read in the papers here in Chicago that your father's, your uncle Vic, who played for the New York Rangers, had passed away just shortly before this event.
He did. And actually all the Halls were there because Dennis was there too.
Oh, good.
And anybody
good.
That knows Dennis, he's in the room. You're just going to be in stitches the whole time. So he's always got stories. And you don't want to say something too quick because he's got a great comeback every time.
No doubt. Marty, we'll be right back after these commercials here, and we're going to talk about the Howe family and the WHA.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic on the CTA Blue Line. O'Hare-bound trains are standing at Forest Park due to track switching problems. There's police activity on the northwest side at Belmont and Cicero. In River Grove, they have a crash at Belmont and Cumberland. There's an accident on the lower west side at 21st and Hoyne. On the south side, an earlier rollover crash at 103rd and Blackstone. In Aurora, earlier fire activity at Gabrielle and Commons Drive. In Markham, there was an earlier two-alarm fire near 159th and Whipple. On the inbound Kennedy at Addison, watch out for a stalled semi that's blocking the entrance ramp. Outbound on I-57 over the CalSag Channel, IDOT crews clear to crash from the two right lanes. Chicago weather currently 21 degrees and fair. Overnight the low 9 and mostly clear. Tomorrow the high 31. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Strong words.
What is wrong with him?
About the president.
That Obama will stubbornly, arrogantly resist the acknowledgement that, in fact, it is Islam playing a role in Islamic terrorist attacks and Islamic terror states.
From Sean Hannity.
I mean, you talk about living in a fantasy world. Does he have any knowledge?
Sean Hannity.
He's ignorant.
Weekday afternoons at 2.
There's a level of ignorance here.
An AM 560. The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster. And this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5. All-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Hello, and welcome to our annual company event celebrating all of our end-of-the-year achievements. We'd like to start out by saying thank you for making this such a great year.
Are you planning a company event on a budget? Events come in all shapes and sizes, from drop-off meeting catering and luncheons to cocktail receptions and plated dinner ceremonies. At Tasty Catering, no matter what size or type of event you're hosting, they understand that you want it to be simple to plan, completely within budget, and a huge success. Professionals across the Chicagoland area agree. Partnering with Tasty Catering consistently brings them high-quality catering and service that always matches those needs. For the most valuable, high-quality catering in the area, Chicago chooses Tasty Catering. View their menus and more when you visit tastycatering.com. That's tastycatering.com.
AM 560, The Answer.
This part of our show is brought to you by Coco 5 All-Natural Coconut Water. Developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts, Coco 5 is your healthy hydration drink alternative. Well, Now we're into a little second part of this program, Marty, where I want to talk about the WHA, where your father gets up there in age, but he obviously doesn't want to quit playing. And it took place June 19th, 1973, where you all signed. Your father's 45 years old. The money back then is nowhere where the money is today. I can just imagine where it would be if the three of you were playing today. But tell us about the actual sign in Houston in 73.
Well, this actually all started with Bill Dineen, and he came to my parents when we were at the Memorial Cup we had just won in Montreal with the Toronto Marlies. And approached them and asked if, you know, if it would be all right if he drafted them because we were underage. But it ended up, we had a little bit of a loophole because Mark and I are both Americans. And, you know, all the rules and regulations are all set up for Canadians. So there was a loophole for us. And, you know, of course, they agreed with it. And then it progressed to they came up to our cottage in Michigan. Which is in Kalkaska. It's and we're on a little lake called Bear Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd always spend our time up there in the summer times quite a bit. And Bill Dineen and you know, the attorney came up there and started, you know, talking contracts and things and numbers. And, of course, my mom was a great number person.
Okay.
She always did the... each have a piece of paper, you write down a number, and you slide it across to the other one.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm sure a few zeros were on the end, too.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what he said. He says, oh, Colleen, yours is a lot higher than ours.
That's very funny. Your father said a quote, it was his biggest thrill to play with the boys in the World Hockey Association. That's huge.
It was, and actually, I don't think people know that I think there was everybody and their grandmother that had anything to do with the NHL was calling the house to try and get Gordy not to sign with the WHA.
Hmm.
And anybody that knows Gordy, I mean, and there's no possible way if he had a chance to play with his kids that he would not sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they realized what they were doing, but... I know they didn't want the WHA around because it was going to, you know, boost salaries, and they no longer had a monopoly on the players.
Well, Marty, where I think something like this may never be done again, I think the closest that we've seen is Chris Chelios. I remember him playing for the Chicago Wolves a few years back, and he was done in one of my skates in the morning practice, and I turned around, I looked at four or five players, and I said, that is the closest we'll get to Gordie Howe. With the longevity, I mean, he was 48 years old. He wanted to play a couple more years, possibly with his boys coming out of junior or university. It just never happened. He stopped at 48. So your father ending at 52 years old is absolutely amazing. But right from the get-go, the team won two AVCO Cups. Your father had 100 points that year. He was the MVP that year, and he scored his 1,000th goal when he was 50 years of age. Amazing.
I can tell you, when he first started, when we were in training camp, we were a little worried about him.
Huffing and puffing?
Well, I've seen shades of purple before, but nothing like this. And we were going, oh, my, you know, because he really didn't do anything. As soon as he retired, he had his wrist operated on because he had so much arthritis in it. And so, you know, he kind of hung around. He's, you know, I always called him the putter because he, like, goes out and he'll pull every weed in the lawn by hand and he just never stands still. You know, he's always, you know, cleaning the counter or picking up leaves. I mean, you name it, he's...
Mm-hmm. Shoveling snow?
Well, he loves shoveling
snow. I know. You've told me that story. That's his workout.
Well, that and, you know, the leaves. And then he'll have a battle with the wind and the leaves, and then you might hear a cuss word or two come out.
That's funny.
I said, just wait for tomorrow, Dad. You know, they'll be there. Trust me.
Well, people forget, you know, in addition to all the points in the National Hockey League, in the WHA, at 174 goals and 334 assists, but 500 minutes in penalties. So guess what? He liked a little tussle here and there, or a little high stick still.
Well, and most people don't realize, I mean, he went out and did all that stuff on purpose. You know, the first thing he told me, he says, you know, there's really nothing that happens out there that's a mistake. And I really didn't know what he meant at first, but
that's great. That's a great line.
But what he did is I just remember the first two exhibition games, and the first one especially. The guy that lined up against him here in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're playing the LA Sharks. And the guy next to him, you know, when they drop the puck, drops his gloves and stick and says, "Come on, Hal." Before he could get the "how" out, Gordy had already hit him between the eyes with his stick and, you know, just left him there bleeding on the ice.
And he's talking about it today in bars that he's at.
It's scary.
I'm talking about the guy that got hit. Well, that's his claim to fame.
Well, yeah, he's going like, yeah, see these you know, usually he gives them 7 or 8 stitches, and that depends on the doctor, because the cut's about 1 inch long. So I don't know how he knew how to do that, because I asked him how he could sit there, and after like 3 games, I had to do him to the guy that's next to him on the first faceoff, got whacked over the head, whether he dropped his stick or not.
Oh, boy.
And he just did it so the other bench could see it. And like everybody, hockey players, I mean, they start to talk, so it didn't take long for it to get around the league. The guys were facing off 6 feet away from him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he had some room, and that's what he wanted.
That's one of his famous quotes, is the getting respect gets you a little bit more room on the ice.
Well, and it does.
Yeah.
And it worked for him. So.
And I love the one where he spoke about it's much better to give than it is to receive. I just love that one.
That's another one who's... Gordie Howe-isms, you could call it.
Oh, yeah. And one more while we're at that. He said he definitely took numbers. So if somebody got him from behind a little bit, the guy skated the other way, he took that number.
Oh, he knew. And he used to be, you know, in the younger days, a little more patient because you played each other more often. And I think with less teams, you begin to not just hate one person, you begin to hate the whole team. Yeah, so there might be just a few people you don't hurt.
Oh, yeah. Marty, I remember I was on Chicago's bench as a trainer, and it was your dad's final year with Hartford, and Tom Lysiak was going against your father in a faceoff, and I think the puck had just left the official's hands like 2 inches, and your father came up with a stick, elbowed Tom Lysiak. He was blurry-eyed. Your dad obviously won the draw, but Lysiak came back, and he says, "What am I supposed to do? What am I?" He goes, "Gordie Howe just hit me," and his nose was bleeding the whole bit. And Tommy Lysiak was a good hockey player, as you know, but
oh, yeah.
He spoke about that afterwards. He says, "You know what? That's something for me to talk about."
Yeah. Well, you learn fast. You know, some people. Well, when we went into Boston for the first time, we're skating around and warm up, and people yelling and screaming. They're going, "Hey, Mark, go back to school." And then they go, "Hey, Gordy, you a walking killer." So they all knew that he didn't like the young guys that much. It would teach him a lesson before they did something to him, because, you know, the young guys are full of energy and they want to prove themselves and get a name.
And, Marty, you've told me some stories. He kept that team in line for a couple of years while you guys were winning the AFCO Cup in the WHA. He kept every young player in line.
Oh, for sure. He was just a different person. It doesn't matter if it was Mark or I or not. If you're on the ice, there are just certain things you didn't do. You know, one was hooking him around the waist and his rib area.
Cause okay.
Hurt his ribs. I think he's busted them a million times. And, you know, you don't take the puck away from him and make him look stupid, because that's usually bad news for you, too.
Yeah.
And the other one is when you hold his stick. So that's the defenseman in front of the net. Just love to hold... you know, offensive player stick, because it's hard to score without it.
Yeah.
So if you did that, usually as he was skating away, you would meet a blade sandwich as he was skating away as the stick came back.
I mean, I watched highlights of him recently, and some of his stick infractions today, I mean, they would carry heavy suspensions. I mean, they really would. But there was times where he didn't even get a 2-minute penalty.
No, well, with the one referee... like, you know he did it, but nobody saw him do it.
Yep.
Because usually somebody did something, he'd just hover around back there or around the net or behind the net and then start skating slowly up the ice. And so the guy would start following out the play and come up behind him and usually exact some revenge. Or he always said, "Don't get even, get ahead."
Oh, I love it. Marty, what I would like to cover when we come back is going back in time a little bit and going back to the great teams of the Detroit Red Wings and asking you what it was like when you grew up around that.
We saw this coming. We knew it. As soon as the president got beyond the November election, his true hidden agenda would come out. Now, you're seeing it. Worried about government spending? He wants to spend more. Worried about illegals flooding our border? He wants to see more. Worried about protecting Israel, our one true ally in the Middle East? He's not. Worried about Muslim terrorists? He won't even call them Muslim. If we make it through the last 2 years, we have the answer. November 2016. AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport. Another showdown over a possible shutdown. Congress has less than a week to keep the Department of Homeland Security fully running.
In a Dear Colleague letter to her fellow Democrats last Friday, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said she got assurances from Republicans of a vote later this week on a clean funding bill for DHS. But a senior aide to House Speaker John Boehner is adamant that no such promise was made.
Fox's Doug McElway, House Republicans tied the money to a bill overturning President Obama's immigration orders. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address Congress Tuesday despite objections from the White House.
Critics here in Israel argue that this talk to Congress comes just 2 weeks before this big important election here in Israel, and that Netanyahu is simply just using this opportunity to sort of scare Israeli voters.
Fox's Connor Powell, Fox News. We report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic on the CTA Blue Line. Heavy delays on O'Hare-bound trains due to earlier track-switching problems at Forest Park. There's police activity on the northwest side in Belmont and Cicero. In River Grove, an earlier accident at Belmont and Cumberland. On the lower west side, a crash at 21st and Hoyne. On the south side, an earlier rollover at 103rd and Blackstone. There's fire activity in Markham, an earlier two-alarm fire at 159th and Whipple. On the south side, there's a fire investigation still in place northbound King Drive between 89th and 87th. On the inbound Kennedy and Addison, there's a stalled semi blocking the entrance ramp. Chicago weather currently 21 degrees and fair. Overnight, the low 9 degrees and mostly clear. Tomorrow, the high 31 with increasing clouds. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Every month, Heather Cook helps dozens of people file claims for life insurance bought through SelectQuote. The stories she tells are inspiring. Like this one about Joe, a 39-year-old research analyst. Joe was healthy, but with a wife and two sons, he realized he needed life insurance just in case. Joe called SelectQuote. His agent, Scott, shopped a number of highly rated term life companies, and though Joe's budget was tight, got him a $1 million policy he could afford. Last April, Joe died from heart failure. But thanks to his life insurance through SelectQuote, his family can keep the house and the boys can go to college. See how affordable SelectQuote can make just in case for you.
For a free quote, call 1-800-979-4336. 1-800-979-4336. 1-800-979-4336. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
AM 560, The Answer.
This is Kenny McCudden with In the Crease. My guest tonight is Marty Howe. It's been a tremendous conversation talking about his father, where he once was and where he is today. And I want to go back in time, Marty. You probably don't even know this, but when I was doing some research, Lloyd Percival, who is a Canadian health expert and a great author who wrote the Handbook of Hockey, he once told, this is in the 60s, he once told the Toronto Telegram that, this is a quote, "We've tested Howe's flexibility, his mobility, strength, his skating muscles, his shooting muscles, and his residual tension. Many athletes in their respected sport were tested. Only Sugar Ray Robinson, the famous boxer, just edged out Gordie Howe." I mean, is this amazing or what?
It is. He's so strong, but it's a natural strong. It's not from lifting weights and things like that. He's just naturally, his arms just attached to his neck, sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, with the sloped shoulders.
Oh, the strength there. It's, you know, guys actually say, you know, they were taken off down the ice and they found themselves not going anywhere and their feet weren't hitting the ground. It's because Gordie had a hold of his pants and he was lifting them off the ice with one arm.
Yeah, that, I mean, they were talking about him being strong at 18 years old. I mean, with a powerful stride, using the short stick. The amazing thing that a lot of people don't realize is he carried the stick in both hands at times and shot with both hands, which is just a rarity. I mean, Chris Chelios tried it the odd time, but it was nowhere near what your father used to do or the amount of times that your father used it.
Yeah, I can tell you, Jack Adams would come down to the bench, and he'd like players to use long sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So on the bench there, his spare was about 5 inches longer than the stick he actually used.
Mm-hmm.
Just so, because Adams would go along, he'd look at the sticks, and they all look good.
Oh, that's funny.
So Gordy is pretty sneaky about that one. But he's... all I know is he's an athlete that's an athlete in any sport. He could have been a golfer. He could have been a baseball player. Anything he put his mind to, he probably could have played. And it was pretty amazing to watch because I hated playing tennis against him. He'd always put, you know, a little spin on the ball, and sometimes it wouldn't bounce. Sometimes it's going left. Sometimes it's going right. So you're standing there, and I didn't want to play with him anymore.
Oh, that's
he was way above my caliber.
And when he met some of the Tigers back in Detroit during his playing days, he and Al Kaline were friends, and he was actually hitting the ball out of the park in batting practice.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, well, it was in the book, too, because he used to play pro ball during the summer
mm-hmm.
in Saskatchewan, and they were pretty good, and that all was fine until the Red Wings found out about it and said, hey, you know, like, we're paying you. And I think he was actually making more money playing the baseball than he was playing hockey at that time. But I think, you know, hockey was definitely his first love. So he abided to what they said and just stopped playing.
And it was Jack Adams that put a stop to that. Is that correct?
That's true. Because he, you know, they didn't want him to get hurt doing something else because, you know, it's kind of hard to lose your best player to a different sport.
Your father in the book talks about Jack Adams, who was the general manager, and he worked for the Norris family, and he ruled with an iron fist and a bit of a ruthless man.
Well, you know, that's the way it was. Back then, you know, the players had no say.
That's correct.
They weren't making any money, and there was five guys behind you that they could put in your spot. So they really had the thumb over all the players, and you know, they kept the salaries down, and the owners fat and happy. So That's just the way it was back then. You weren't allowed to talk any salaries and things like that. If somebody was in the locker room talking salaries, they'd probably get rid of them so it, they wouldn't be around anymore.
And it got a little better once Tommy Ivan came over. And I knew Mr. Ivan when I worked for the Blackhawks. And Marty, I used to report to Tommy Ivan with his mail, and I'd always go in and hear Detroit stories. You'd talk about Terry Sawchuk, Sid Abel, Ted Lindsay, your father, and reminisce. And I know your father did like Tommy Ivan.
You know, he was what would you call it, a fair person.
Mm-hmm.
He was not a dictator, and he was a very smart hockey person. And that team there, they had early on was just really phenomenal. And I'm sure they would have won many more cups if they hadn't made those trades for whatever reason. I'm sure there was some involved. But at that time, I think the Norrises owned three of the franchises of the six. So
that's correct. That's correct.
So they would make trades between themselves and things. And whatever.
Yeah, they were winning cups and winning the division 5, 6, 7 years in a row. And they would decimate the team.
Yeah, well, that was I never could fathom why they would do that, but it had to have something to do with money, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I would agree with that. But the production line was a terrific line with Sid Abel and your father and Ted Lindsay, and what a great name too for Detroit being the production line.
And it's a good name for them. That's what they were.
That's right.
They were just the best of the best at that time. I'd hate to be the coach trying to figure out who I was going to play against them, because they're really not going to stop them. They might try and slow them down.
Yep. Well, my guess has been Marty Howe so far, and it's been a terrific night. And we're going to come back with more stories about Gordy, a few other quotes from some famous hockey players. I look forward to that.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. On the south side, there's a rollover crash at 103rd and Blackstone. In River Grove, there's a crash at Belmont and Cumberland. On the northwest side, police activity at Belmont and Cicero. Fire crews still on scene in Markham with a 2-alarm house fire. They're staging at 159th and Whipple. In Aurora, there's fire activity at Gabrielle Lane and Commons Drive. On the inbound side of the Ike at Morgan, IDOT crews cleared an accident from the right lane. Traffic is clear in that area. Inbound on the Dan Ryan at 18th, they cleared a stall from the right lane. Outbound on I-57 over the CalSag Channel, they cleared a crash from the two right lanes. Traffic is cleared from 127th down to the accident scene. Chicago weather currently 22 degrees and fair. Tonight the low 9 and mostly clear. Tomorrow the high 31 with increasing clouds. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection? Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand-named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster. And this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5. All-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
It's kind of strange admitting this in public on the radio, but
I love my dentist!
Yes, it might be an unusual thing to hear, but we get that a lot here at Total Dentistry in Palatine and Yorkville. I'm Dr. Anna Pellick, founder of Total Dentistry, where we hear...
I'm chilling with my denny today and loving it.
Ooh, I love this massage, but I really wish I was at my dentist.
If I skip these last holes, I could be at the dentist in a half an hour.
That's because at Total Dentistry, we've formulated special sedation techniques. So patients that have always been afraid of the dentist love coming here. Okay, maybe they're not all like that, but we have heard it. And like our name says, we do everything under one roof at Total Dentistry.
Totally.
It's a new idea. One-stop, enjoyable dentistry in Palatine and Yorkville. Total Dentistry.
Mommy, please, can I go to the dentist again?
AM 560, The Answer.
This part of our show is brought to you by Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. We're with Marty Howe, and Marty, I want to fast-track a little bit to a couple of stories that that I've personally witnessed. And when you were coaching, and when I was still, I'm still with the Chicago Wolves as of today, and but when you and I were together, we were all in Grand Rapids, and John Anderson was in the room conducting a little little talk before taking the ice, and I was out in the hallway listening, and I was by where all the sticks were, and your father walked in, and your father's checking the sticks out, and he's checking the flex and the height, and he grabs a player's stick that was about sternum high and right at the chest bone, and he says to me, "How are you?" And I said, "Hello, Mr. Howe." And he says, "This is the stick. This is the type of stick that I would use in my day because it's short. I love it. You can handle the puck, blah, blah, blah. Who is this?" And I said, "It's a player by the name of Simone Gamache." Well, your father brought out a Sharpie, and he drew a bullseye right in the middle of the guy's stick. And your father proceeds to go into the locker room while John Anderson's speaking and leading the troops, and he walked up to Simone Gamache. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
And it was a classic. So there was only about a minute left, and the best part of this story was that Simone Gamache said later, "That's amazing that Mr. Howe was in our locker room. Why was he even here? He never put two and two together all year long that Gordie Howe's son was his coach. He never put, and which I find absolutely hysterical. I think it's great."
Well, it was pretty funny because everybody was looking at him like with this weird look, like, "I can't believe you just said that."
Oh, it's the best. It's one of my favorite stories. And another one in the late 80s, Marty, I was teaching hockey at a local rink here in Chicago, and I looked up, you know, after teaching the kids, and your father was leaning on the boards, and I couldn't believe it. I nearly dropped my stick, and he signaled me over. I shook his hand, and I couldn't believe he was in the actually at our rink where I grew up. And he said he needed a little help running some stations because he was short on coaches, and would I do it? Well, long story short here, too, we ended up with a scrimmage. And I think I told you this years back that somebody slew-footed your father on the blue line, knocked him down from behind. Now, your dad is now probably in his early 60s at this time. He strikes the back of his head off the ice and shook his head. He blinked a little, and boy, did he ever take a number. He actually took a number of a pupil in the class and ran him with about a minute left, put him face first into the glass. That is a true story.
No, I've witnessed when things happen.
Yep.
Because there was even one of the players in Houston, we actually had a, you know, it was just an optional practice, but, you know, a lot of the guys show up for these things, and it was right after New Year's. So we were having a scrimmage, and one of the players, Don Laraway, was on the other team from me, and in the end up, I don't know, his stick hit mine, and anyway, it came up and hit me in the chin. And, you know, he's a really good friend of mine. In fact, there wasn't a guy on that team I wouldn't go to war with and you know, in the trenches. And just the kind of team we had. What I didn't know is, you know, after, because I left the ice surface and I had to go to the hospital, get a few stitches. And while I was there, Gordie had taken his stick and basically cleared out the whole front row of teeth and down Laraway's mouth.
Wow.
And then stood there, and because part of it was there was three guys that came into the locker room with beers in their hands still from the night before.
Mm-hmm. And that didn't sit well with your father.
That did not sit well with him. And then to have him, you know, cut his son, well, that went way over the line, according to him. So that's where I'm saying he, totally different person in skates than what you see, you know, off the ice, because he's the most friendly.
No, I know.
Best gentleman, nicest guy you'll ever meet. And if you talk to him for 15 seconds, you think you knew him for your whole life.
And Marty, just a few years back, you were sharing with me that he would take the girl next door to her hockey practice.
Yeah. She actually plays for Dartmouth now.
Great.
Yeah, she's a good little player. Really fast. You know, she's just her sophomore year. So she's got a couple of years left. And he'd go over there, and, you know, he was trying to show her, because she didn't have very good shots. He was trying to shoot, you know, show her how to shoot. Also, they had a little net out there in the driveway and stuff, and a piece of plastic you could run your stick on and shoot actual pucks. And he was teaching her how to shoot. Now she can, you know, she can go top shelf and everything. So,
well, she better have continued with the game, especially being driven as a kid to her local rink from Mr. Hockey.
Sure. I mean, you know, he loves hockey. They during the wintertime, always had a rink out in their backyard, and if Corey's around, you know, he kind of, like, migrates in the direction of ice. So he'd be over there doing that, too, because they had two sons that also played. One dropped out early.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be an actor. He's got too much personality.
Okay.
And the other played through college, and he just got out of college this past year, and I think he finally found a job, so we don't have to worry about him anymore.
Oh, that's, you know, this show is only an hour, Marty, and honestly, I wish we had 5 hours to do it and reminisce. And the stories in the book, the stories that I've read in magazines just recently to do some research on your father have been amazing. And one that strikes me is a line by Bobby Hull. He said this in the 60s. When the guys are sitting around the room and looking at future games, they say we have Montreal tonight, Toronto on Saturday, and we have Gordy on Sunday. I mean, if that doesn't wrap it up.
No, I mean, that's the way you have to think. Is Gordy always said you have to know who you're playing against out there.
That's the truth.
And Gordy would be that guy.
Well, our guest tonight has been Marty Howe, and we're going to still come back with Marty in a few things that I'd like to talk about and finish and wrap up with. Thanks for being here so far, Marty.
My pleasure.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Hey, Jeff, man, you look refreshed.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm finally done stressing about my company's technical issues. I went all in with Turnkey IT.
That's why you look so relaxed?
Sure. All in with Turnkey IT was the best resolution I've ever made. I got brand new, brand name equipment for my office. That's new computers, servers, cloud usage, support, the whole nine. Now I can focus on my business while Turnkey takes care of the technical stuff.
That sounds like a huge undertaking.
Nah, Turnkey IT did their diagnosis seamlessly and installed all new equipment right away. And it's all covered with warranties, help desk, and on-site support. So if anything breaks, Turnkey fixes it until 2019. And it was affordable.
Wow. Well, congrats to the first resolution you'll keep.
Stop procrastinating and get a fresh start with Turnkey IT today. Visit turnkey.pro and go all in for your company's IT needs. Visit turnkey.pro today.
If you're all in at the bar, I'm all in for a beer.
Cheers.
AM 560, The Answer.
This is Kenny McCutton, the host of In the Crease. My guest tonight is Marty Howe. It's been a tremendous program, phenomenal program. And Marty, I'd like to wrap up with a few things. Back in 1950, your father nearly died on the ice. I mean, he was cutting off Teeter Kennedy in a game against the Leafs. Teeter Kennedy followed through with his shot, caught your dad up in the eye, and your dad just crashed into the boards. And he had a Trepheim surgery, which literally they go in with a drill and they bore a hole through your head.
Well, I always heard that, but I never saw it on an x-ray till he was in Houston. And one of the guys, John Shell, we were killing a penalty, and Gordy threw the puck back to him and started skating down the ice. And you have, I don't know how many feet all the way across. There's so many places you can shoot the puck.
Mm-hmm.
But he shot the puck and hit Gordy right in the back of the head. So, you know, down he went like a sack of hammers. And so they took him in for x-rays. So we went up there. And the doctor comes out with the x-ray. And, of course, there's like a three-quarter inch round hole in the side of his head where they did that surgery.
Amazing.
And he says, did he have surgery before? I said, well, yeah, I guess he did.
Yeah, and he missed the playoffs. They won the Stanley Cup that year. And he goes through the summer and didn't miss a game. He came back the following year.
And, you know, I think that's where he gained a lot of his grit and determination and do unto others before they do unto you. It was a tough lesson to learn, but I think he learned one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And some players with that incident, especially from the Red Wings, thought it was done on purpose. Others thought it wasn't. It was just an unfortunate accident. And, Marty, I want to talk about very quickly how close the family is as far as supporting your dad with yourself and Mark and Kathy and Murray, and how your father still is he still able to make the rounds as far as living with the family?
He's no longer making the rounds. He's actually in Lubbock, Texas, with my sister Kathy.
Okay.
You know, before he had his stroke, we had actually brought him there because he has stenosis of the spine, which is the spine collapsing on itself. And it gives him a lot of pain. So we actually got him a back operation, just because he really couldn't get around hardly at all. And then epidurals, we get him every 6 months where it alleviates the small amount of pain that he has now. And so he's in Lubbock, and the rest of us, Mark, myself, and Murray, go in to visit. You know, I just got home yesterday from Lubbock and with all my delayed flights because it's not supposed to snow there, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing pretty good. He's not as talkative as I like. In fact, we just got him another epidural yesterday, and that turned out great. And my sister said he's not having any pain today. So usually when this happens after about a week or so or 2 weeks, he'll start talking more and wanting to do more stuff. And because he walks a lot when he's not in pain. When he's in pain, he starts shuffling. When he's not in pain, he takes a full stride. So
okay.
So he's doing considering we thought we were going to lose him before Christmas, he's doing great.
Well, Marty, I want to thank you very much for being on this show and in every way. I mean, it was a powerful show, and this would not have happened, obviously, without your input, and it's been fantastic. And I also want to thank our sponsors at Coco 5, the all-natural coconut water, and Garden Fresh Market for making this also happen. Marty, where can we get a hold of you as far as email and phone number?
If you go under MrHockey.com, my information's in there. And, all our memorabilia and, things that Gordy has signed prior to. He hasn't been able to sign since his stroke. So
okay.
Everything can't be personalized, but everything in there has been signed well in advance. So it is his signature.
Well, Marty, thank you again for being on this show. And next week's show, I'm dedicating this show to concussions at the youth level and also at the pro level. You have been listening to In the Crease at AM 560. Our next show is next Sunday at 11 p.m. I want to thank Debbie Schreiner, who has passed me the puck all night long from that booth right across from me. Keep your head up. Good night.
Most grocery stores lack that